And finally tonight, conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh's recent charge that President Obama hates this country and is trying to destroy the American dream continues to irritate commentator Playful Benjamin.
Although many people will be inclined to regard my claim in Tuesday's commentary that Rush Limbaugh is the lineal descendant of Dr. Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for the Nazi Reich, as overblown height, the comparison is not that far out at all. Their kinship lay in the role they play in society and the means by which they sow the seeds of hatred against targeted groups through disinformation campaigns based on lies, false propaganda, and broadcasts over the radio as truth. Dr. Goebbels' objective was to create mass hysteria among the Germans that would allow him to direct their frustrations, anger, and hostilities toward particular groups for political purposes. And he was clear in his method. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it, said Reichmaster Goebbels. This is also an accurate description of Rush Limbaugh's method. Limbaugh, like Adolf Hitler, was a ne'er-do-well who was basically a bust in the media until he stumbled across the angry white guy format. Casting himself in the role of a spokesman for the aggrieved working and lower-class white male who feels that the great white race is in decline due to the nefarious activities of parasitic minorities and subversive forces like feminists and socialists, degenerate people who are pushing a once great nation toward decadence. In Germany during the economically depressed 1930s, this was also Dr. Goebbels' audience, and his targets were Jews, homosexuals, gypsies, non-Aryan immigrants, and communists. In contemporary America, which is also in a sustained economic crisis, Rush Limbaugh's targets are black people, Hispanics, feminists, communists, homosexuals, and non-white immigrants. They both hate liberals. We want to replace liberal thinking, said Dr. Goebbels. And Rush Limbaugh's attacks on liberals is unceasing. It is the raison d'etre for his radio show. Goebbels' propaganda was crafted to support the Nazi Party, the party of angry Nordic Christians. Limbaugh's propaganda is designed to support the Republicans, the Grand Obstructionist Party, who built their majority on white racial resentments. Both Goebbels and Limbaugh enjoy a wide appeal among evangelical Protestants. And just like Goebbels, Rush seems to be trying his best to provoke a race war in America. I first gained insight into how the radio was used to spark the German Holocaust when I was an editorial page columnist at the New York Daily News during the mid-1990s, when the world-renowned travel writer Arthur Frommer resigned with great fanfare from a radio show he was hosting on WOR because they had hired Bob Grant as an on-air host. Bob Grant had just been kicked off the air at WABC, the white apartheid broadcast company, Rush's home base, as a result of pressure from the public about Grant's use of his radio platform to promote blatantly racist propaganda. Grant was an admitted eugenicist, and he was spewing theories that had led to genocide against European Jews by the German Nazis just a few decades earlier. Only his attacks were aimed at Afro-Americans and other non-white minorities. While Bob Grant may or may not have been aware of this legacy, Arthur Frommer was crystal clear on the role racist propaganda broadcast over the radio played in sparking the German Holocaust. When I interviewed him in his home one evening in 1996, he explained how, as a recent graduate of Yale Law School, he was assigned to a United States Army task force that went into Germany right after the Nazi surrender with the mission of determining how a barely literate Austrian corporal could convince the most intellectually advanced nation in the world to revert to barbarism and murder 6 million of its citizens. At the end of their investigation, Mr. Frommer told me they concluded that the most important factor in selling the final solution to the German people was the way Dr. Goebbels used national radio broadcasts to promote racist anti-Jewish propaganda. That's why he walked away from $250,000 a year gig at WOR rather than appear on the same station with Bob Grant. When I listened to the stuff Grant was saying, he reminded me of an American version of Dr. Goebbels, said Arthur Frommer with great passion. I have him on tape saying it. Well, Rush Limbaugh is a Bob Grant clone on steroids. From New York City, this is Place L. Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.